there's a whole generation of young people, and probably people that haven't always come to our church, and they might not know. But right now, if the Lord's touching your heart, you feel something right there. He don't do that to everybody. If you feel something tugging at your heart, saying, "God, what is that?" You can say, "God, I need you. This take my life," and He will meet you. We can't reach far, but He'll reach the rest of the way. All we gotta say is, "God, I need you." But just having that thought, just He put that there. We can't even reach. We can't even say, "God, I need you," without Him touching our heart, telling us to say, "God, I need you." And that's not even what I was going to say, this past year, I think the only person I told maybe was my brother. I had a dream, and dreams are dreams, but just see if you can take from it what I want you to hear about it. But I had a dream. I was at my mama's house, which we're standing in the office there. I looked out the window, and here I see a plume of smoke in the sky this way, one this way, one there. He zigzags. And I said, "That's it. The world's over." I knew we got a matter of seconds before that wave. It was nukes or whatever. It was the end. And I looked at Mama. I said, "Well, I guess it's over." I was not scared or worried. And in my mind, I knew Daisy's right there next. Then what? First thing I'm going to do is worry about Daisy, my little girl. But no, I said, "It's over." And I had peace because I know that I know the Lord, because He drew me to Him. Right. Yes. And I said, "God, I need you." Yes. And that's all we got to say. And just like Bob said, "God, are you there?" And you do that. If you don't want to, if you want to, you can come down here when we're singing these songs, and you can just stand down here, or you can go on your knees, and the men and the different ones can pray with you. And the whole church is going to pray with you. Yes. This is God's people. Yes. Right here, the ones that I know, God's here. And He's going to be here. And the men will pray with you. And if you don't do that, do like Bob said, go home and go on your knees when you're by yourself. And say, "God, I need you." And He will hear you. He hears that. That's like a megaphone. It's when somebody says, "God, I need you." It's just... Boom.
Amen. Amen.
We sing a song. It's worth everything to be born again. There's God's compelling someone here to come, because it's worth everything. Brother Phil ministered last night about peace. About rest. Do you have peace? Do you have that rest? Only you can answer that. You know, like you said, someone said, and I did, God doesn't desire anyone to lose out. You know, He talks about Him, I think it's Luke, about the feast. So the master told his servant to go out. And he first compelled all the, told him it was ready to come in. And every one of them had an excuse. Every one of them. You know, one bought land, the other one, last one, bought a wife, or had a wife, excuse me, didn't buy her, had a wife. But they had an excuse. And they told him to go out to the highways and to the hedges to compel them. Where you find yourself tonight? Are you the ones that's out in the highways and the hedges? Is God working on you? Is He compelling you? Like Michael said, do you have something here that says, "Oh God, I don't have what I hear"? Folks, I'm telling you, it's a late hour.
It
I was born and basically raised in this church. I started coming when I think I was 11, 10 or 11 years old. We've heard these services over and over and over. God's Spirit will not always strive with man. There is coming a day that the door will be shut. It's serious, folks. It's life or death. Do you choose life? God, I pray that you choose life. Because it's worth everything. Brother Phil ministered, he said, about the altar calls. I did not get saved through an altar call. But I got saved because I heard the word of God and it pricked me. And it disturbed me so much that I lost sleep. I went out at night. I couldn't rest. And finally, Brother Thomas said something years ago. And it just came back to me. And I went to the shower to take a shower to get ready to go to church. And God spoke to me and said, if I send you to hell, would you worship me? I was a mess. Folks, until you find Jesus Christ, you are a mess. But he can fix you up. He can wash you whiter than snow. He doesn't desire not one to perish. In the book of Noah, about Noah, it was 120 years that Noah built that ark. And I'm telling you, there's people that mocked him and made fun of him and said, you are a radical. You don't know what you're talking about. And there's people might be right here, raised in this church that says the same thing. I've heard this message over and over. Where is your God? I'm telling you, God is alive. And he is coming back. And he is going to take us home. This is not a fairy tale, folks. This is your life. Don't reject him. If you don't have the courage to come up here tonight, if you don't have the courage to speak from your seat and say, God, I need you. I promise you, if you do like I did, and you find yourself in a mess and you're in your shower and you say, God, I need you. I need you. And he comes and he saves you. I'm telling you, you might not come here tonight, but when that happens, I'm telling you, it's the best thing in the world ever happened to you. And you cannot keep it quiet. Amen. You will shout it from the mountaintop and you'll rejoice and you'll say, thank you, Father, for saving me. Amen. Amen. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you for looking past my faults and seeing my need and pulling me out of that miry clay because it's worth everything. Amen. Don't let this night pass. We don't have a promise for tomorrow. Not a one of us. Amen. Folks, God is doing something if he's drawing you. I don't know if there's a need to continue this, but I'm telling you, parents, grandparents, children, if God's working on you and he's doing something, we as a congregation can trust him and rest with that because his word does say it. He that begun a good work, he ain't going to lose you. But I'm telling you, it is a lot easier to bow your knee now than it is later. Praise the Lord, folks. God loves us. Amen. He sent his only begotten. This is another scripture. For it's so simple. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Folks, wives, if you invited someone to come to your house and they rejected you, wouldn't that hurt your feelings? I'm telling you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There was an invitation made. Don't reject him. Don't reject him. Look to him. Get on your knees at night and say, God, look to the heavens, look to the stars, and look up and say, God, I need you. I can't go on without you because I'm a mess. I'm telling you, his blood will wash you whiter than snow. Amen.
And I was thinking about the parable that Rebecca referred to there in Matthew 25. You know, Brother Thomas would often speak on that. He spoke on it many times. And you think about those who had their lamps, but they had no oil. You know, they had an expectation that the bridegroom was coming. That's why they were there. They believed he was coming. But just the fact that they knew he was coming didn't mean that they were ready for it. You know, that's the warning that God would give us, is it's not enough to just know and expect and then say God exists and believe that he's coming one day. It has to be a personal thing. When they ask the wise, hey, give us what you got because we need what you got. They said, I can't give you what I've got. You've got to go the same place I got it from and get it from the source. That's the only answer, but it was too late at that point to do. But I believe God is here tonight to put oil in empty lamps. And I'm believing him to do that. And you know what? There's another thing. There's another person. It's not just the wise and foolish virgins in that parable there. There's the one that where the name of this ministry gets its name from. There was the person who made the cry, hey, the bridegroom's coming right now. What you heard about and you expected, but you just didn't know when it was going to be, it's now. You know, there was that person making the cry. And I believe God's here. He's here to put oil in lamps, but he's also here to wake up people who have oil, but they've been asleep, so that we can be part of making the cry. And telling others and telling this world, letting that light shine and telling this world, it's now, it's time, he's coming. And I believe he's able to do that. And I believe he's doing that for us here tonight. I thank him. I tell you what, this has been a blessing. I appreciate the Lord's presence tonight.